You're listening to a teaser for Book Riot Podcast premium content. If you want to hear the rest, join us at patreon.com/bookriotpodcast. For just $10 a month, get access to our full library of premium content, in addition to receiving early ad-free access to the regular episodes you hear in the show. Here we go.
Okay. I don't remember where we came up with the idea for this segment.
It was a thing one of us said on a main show at some point of like, yep. I think we were talking about the authors that we talk about as like, these are our authors. Like if you've bought three or more from them, they're on the list. And I just made a note to put it in the podcast schedule at some point. So here we are.
And Sharifa joined me to do a segment of our Instabuy science fiction and fantasy authors for first edition last year. So I've done this once before and it was fun. You could do it around specific genres with authors. I might have tried do some interviews with first edition, or that's a segment, because that's a good way to get to know someone's reading taste. And this basically is this very simple premise, which is if they got a new book out, you are buying it, or you are going to read it, I guess, is better if you get a library down the way. Now, does it have to be day one? I don't think so. But the parameters being, you don't need to know the synopsis. You're not waiting to hear if it's good. You're going to read it at some point. Is that your, does that jive with your understanding?
That is exactly my understanding. It's like unhesitating. You're going to click on that buy button at some point, or trot yourself down and pick them up at some point.
Now I need you to help me disqualify or not a couple of the people on my long list, on my list. Okay. I came up with 32. This is just thinking about it. I didn't go look at my reads or I don't have a, I used to keep a historical thing that's out of date. I didn't go look through everything. I didn't go through my bookshelf with like a, you know, one of those pointing devices they use in medical exams. I just kind of went off the dome and came with 32. But I have a couple of edge cases I'd like you to help me adjudicate whether or not they come. Maybe this is a way of, I think there may be some on yours. So Kazuo Ishiguro.
Top of my list.
Who has this new book out, or this thing out, that's the lyrics he wrote for some musician. I am not reading that, Rebecca.
No.
I'm not going to read that. Can I keep K.I. on my list?
You can, yeah. And he can stay right there at the top. I think when somebody zags in a way that is, you know, like really a departure, and we're thinking they're going to come back to like the thing they normally do. Like, you know, Murakami did his like book about t-shirts. Murakami's not one of my guys, but if he were, I wouldn't be buying the t-shirt book anyway. I think, you know, when they've zagged into like a side project, it's okay if we don't go down the side path with them. They can stay on the list.
Because that helps me. I had a question about, well, Zadie Smith had this play, I think called The Wife of Bath, based on Chaucer's Wife of Bath. It was even in book form. I did not get to it and probably will not be getting to it.
This is Jhumpa Lahiri.
You do not have to.
Is on my list, even though I forewent the Italian ones. I did not go down
that
side.
I'm going to call foul on. Maybe it has to. If she's on your list, it has to be from now on. You can't retroactively say, because you had to hear me say how good Roman Stories was.
That's true. She's by back definition, on the list.
She's back on the list now. So when she has a. Now, when she comes out with a book of short stories translated from the Italian.
I will read that Italian's, shit.
Italian.
I've learned my lesson.
Okay, all right. All right.
Yes,
okay.
I have learned
this
my lesson.
This also doesn't mean that we've read everything by them, because we could have come to them later.
Yes.
I will say, right? For you, that is also Ishiguro, because
the Buried Giant. Mark it on your bingo cards, friends. I'm still getting shit for not having read The Buried Giant.
I mean, listen, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going to do it, Jeff.
I think everyone on my list, though, I may have read every normie version of theirs.
Well,
not
congratulations.
Their I've read their zigs. Well, I'm just saying that's what I've got here. No, that's not true. I'm sorry. Percival Everett, I have not read every Percival Everett.
No. Oh, yeah, but no, he's now on my list too.
Shall we go back and forth and guess?
Sure.
Maybe use what's on our list to guess and see what's on the others. What is it, like Family Feuds? What is it? Is what people have guessed? No, it's a newlywed game.
Yes.
You have to have the same answer, right?
I started with a... I broke my list into like folks that I have read at least, I think, three of. And then there are other ones where it's like, I've read a couple and I'm ready for the third or whatever else. Like, you're ready to become one of my guys now.
I was going to say, I need to have read at least two.
Yes.
That was mine.
There's nobody on mine that I've only read one. Yeah.
All right. So I got Ishiguro. I know that's on. I have to believe Whitehead is on both of our lists.
Yes.
At this point.
Yeah. Yes. He is for sure on my list.
All right. Your turn.
Lauren Groff. Thanks so much for listening. Join us at patreon.com/bookriotpodcast to hear the rest of this episode and get access to our full back catalog of premium content. That's patreon.com/bookriotpodcast.